I'm Lisa.
Conservative George Peary is returning to Queen's Park as Timmins MPP following his second straight decisive win in a provincial election. Peary beat his nearest competitor, NDP candidate Corey Lepage, by almost 7,000 votes. Peary agrees there's still lots of work to help the mining industry, including those companies that are trying to reopen once-closed mines. Peary says they've got more work to do in relation to putting all of the mining sector into one industry instead of still being separated. In the meantime, the riding of Meshkigowuk-James Bay is set for a recount this week following the closest race in this region's memory. New Democrat incumbent Guy Bourgeoisie edged Conservative Dave Plourde by just 4 votes. In a press release sent out on Friday, Elections Ontario officials said that the returning officer in this riding will be required to apply for a recount. The officials added that they will wait for the official tabulation to be completed before determining the next steps. U.S. officials say tariffs on Canadian imports are coming as scheduled tomorrow, but the tariff rates may be changed. President Donald Trump has threatened a 25% penalty on everything except energy, which will be set at 10%. But his Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, says the amount may be changed, something he says is up to the president and his team to negotiate. Just what is to be negotiated remains unclear. Trump has repeated his claims that the tariffs are punishment for allowing fentanyl and illegal immigrants into the U.S., but has also complained about the American trade deficit with Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says whenever tariffs are imposed, Canada will be ready with a strong and proportional response. European leaders, as well as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, are rallying around Ukraine following Friday's disastrous meeting between Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and President Trump in Washington. The 18 leaders have vowed to increase military and security spending and assemble a coalition to defend any truce that may be reached between Ukraine and Russia. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called Russian President Vladimir Putin a liar and a criminal who can't be trusted, noting he's shown over and over that he will break any agreement. The UK, France, and Ukraine have agreed to work on a ceasefire plan to present to the United States. We're headed to what used to be known as the back road for the latest There and Gone installment of our weekly history feature. Now, Gold Mine Road, the stretch between Timmins and South Porcupine, used to be a landscape of mining operations. Local historian Karen Bachman says it should be celebrated as our own yellow brick road.
You had things like the Dome, the Paymaster, the Preston East, the Buffalo Anchorite, the Del Knight, the Hall Nor, the Vipond, and the Hollinger all along that stretch. That was creating Canada's largest gold mining area and one of the largest gold mining areas in the world.
Except for the Dome headframe, all those headframes and town sites are long gone.